Well, on the tape, he looks like a war correspondent. He is, in fact, a British reporter, but he's also a hostage. You've probably seen the ISIS video of British reporter John Cantley.
Hello, I'm John Cantley, and today we're in the city of Kobani on the Syrian-Turkish border. That is, in fact...
Cantley was kidnapped along with American journalist James Foley nearly 2 years ago. Of course, Foley was beheaded by ISIS, as was another American journalist, Steve Sotloff, British aid worker David Haynes, and Alan Henning, a taxi driver from the UK who went to Syria to bring aid to those affected by the civil war. He was also kidnapped by ISIS. Seth Jones is director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at the RAND Corporation. We want his view of this video. Seth, welcome.
It's great to be on. Thanks, Robin.
Except it's so disturbing to see this. What do you make of this video?
I think what ISIS is trying to do here, and this gets to a broader trend we're seeing among a number of insurgent groups, particularly ISIS, is they usually use their own fighters for messaging. But in this case, they're using a hostage, somebody who is a journalist himself, somebody who's clearly under some form of coercion, but using him to get out what is a broader message about ISIS's efforts to take a city, take a major city.
Well, and to send the message that they've taken the city, which people are arguing. I mean, they're saying it's a mop-up operation, but what is actually going on in Kobani?
Well, there appears to be pretty substantial fighting right now by ground forces, including Peshmerga, that have gone into fighting Kobani, airstrikes, including by U.S. forces. So pretty serious street battles going on. But part of this issue, as we're seeing, is an information campaign. I think what ISIS is trying to do is to use a hostage here, a British journalist, to get a message across that it's won, to attempt to get almost a domino effect so that people will give up, the U.S. will focus elsewhere, and it can take the city.
You mentioned the Peshmerga fighters. There are Syrian Peshmerga fighters. There are also Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga fighters from Iraq that traveled through Turkey. They've arrived in Kobani, so they've come to support the other Kurds there, fighting going on. Do you think, as some have speculated, that the release of this video was in some response to a huge New York Times piece that detailed just how much these hostages had been tortured, waterboarded, James Foley and others, before they were killed? Some sort of effort to show, oh, here's a hostage who's alive and is siding with us, which nobody believes.
I don't think the only reason ISIS would put a video like this together is to show that someone's not being tortured. The focus of the message appears to be to get an information campaign out that ISIS is winning in Kobani and that it's worth the Turks, the Iraqis, the Americans, and other allied forces to move elsewhere.
Well, in that vein, he's sarcastic. He taunts the West, again, using the ISIS script, we're presuming. He mocks Western reports that say ISIS is retreating from Kobani. Let's listen to another clip.
Now, good old John Kerry doesn't seem to think the Mujahideen are retreating. He called Kobani a horrible example of the unwillingness of people to help those who are fighting the Islamic State. Now, that's a dig at Kurd-hating Turkish President Erdogan.
So, Seth Jones, a couple things that we're hearing there. What are you hearing there?
Certainly one thing that I'm hearing in the video is the use of the term Mujahideen. One of the reasons you'd use that is not to call or depict ISIS as terrorists or insurgents even, but as holy warriors. I mean, Mujahideen is the term that was used by the U.S. government to support anti-Soviet forces in Afghanistan in the 1980s. It's a term that doesn't have the negative connotations that a terrorist was.
And then there also seems to be the shout-out to remind Kurds, perhaps, that the Turkish president has not sent Turkish troops in to help support Kobani because, of course, it's Kurds that are fighting for that city. And there's been a long-standing Kurdish uprising in Turkey. So reminding people of that as well.
One of the purposes of the statements really about the Turks does appear to be to try to create some fissures between the Kurds who are fighting against ISIS in towns like Kobani and the Turkish government.
Well, as you said, that seems not to have worked, at least because we see the Kurds coming from Iraq to support the Kurds in Syria against ISIS. Overall, what are analysts like you doing with this video? Can you compare it to others in the past? Can you gauge its impact on potential ISIS fighters?
Well, what's particularly interesting about the war in Iraq and in Syria right now that ISIS is fighting is, more than almost any other war we've seen in the modern era, militant groups are using media technology for a whole range of reasons, to recruit fighters, to get money, and then to get messages out. And in this case, what we see with John Cantley is the use of a hostage, somebody who speaks fluent English, in fact, is a Westerner, in fact, is a journalist, to try to get a message out that paints the insurgents, the terrorists here, as holy warriors, that paints them as winning, and that tries to sow discord between its enemies, between the Turks and the Kurds, between the Turks and the Americans. But it's a use of media technology like this, because I think what ISIS has been growingly concerned about is the 24-hour news coverage that comes from CNN, that comes from Fox News, that comes from Al Jazeera, and it's trying to compete in a broader marketplace of ideas. I mean, this clearly is an example that the struggle in Iraq and Syria right now is not just a battlefield, but it's a fight for ideas in the broader media world.
Is there any way of gauging whether or not this is effective with the lost souls who, you know, seem to be picking up rifles from around the world to join ISIS fighters?
In a broader context, I think this message is getting to individuals. On my recent trip into Afghanistan, there are Afghans and Pakistanis who have gone from already active battlefields into Syria and Iraq to fight with ISIS because they view this organization more than almost any other jihadist group in the world as actually making significant progress on a major battlefield against what they consider a major infidel regime backed by the United States. So in a broader context, it is convincing some individuals to come to this area to fight.
Perhaps forced to get out. Seth Jones, Director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at the RAND Corporation, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.